हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणि। सो इन् दिस् बुक् विच् प्रसेन्ट्स् दि विषन् आफ् द नेक्टर् आफ् non-duality of the reality. The title Advaita Makaranda, we have covered many verses, and we saw how the author in terms of different swarupam, the jiva and the Ishvara are essentially one and the same. Jiveshwara Swarupa Aikyam, the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, being one, is shown in all these verses until the verse number 7. And there, because of this, the sameness of the nature of, essential nature of the Jiva and Ishvara, Jiva and Brahma. Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one, Brahma, which means Jiva means what? The Aham, actually Brahma. Aham, I, does not refer to anything else other than this abstract formless reality is ever of the nature of limitlessness, fullness of consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi, he repeatedly he establishes those verses. In fact, he shows why Aham Brahma, how Aham Brahma Asmi. We saw because of the nature of timelessness, because of the swarup of spatial limitlessness, Aham Brahma Asmi he established. Then we come to the 8th verse. 8th verse onwards until the 17th verse, he only is going to reinforce what we understood in other classes, which means even though we clearly understand is Aham Brahma Asmi, still somehow we don't seem to be convinced of the fact that is being said. We don't be convinced of the fact means still we are not able to benefit from this knowledge, the Aham Brahma Asmi. We do understand, but knowledge is there, but still we don't seem to be benefiting from that knowledge. Because we do not benefit from that knowledge, why do we not benefit from the knowledge? We still have understanding is there, still our identity with the body, mind, sense, complex. It's not easy to get rid of. That is why people say sometimes only intellectual knowledge. It's not intellectual knowledge, bookish knowledge. That's not true. The knowledge is knowledge. There's no intellectual knowledge. Knowledge means intellectual only. Understanding does happen. Understanding is there. There's no doubt. I cannot be resolved anywhere other than this abstract formless reality. I, the first person singular pronoun, I, which is the expression of the manifestation of knowledge. Okay. I definitely does not refer to anything else other than the abstract reality. And it is ever of the nature of knowing. And we do arrive at that reality only in terms of its nature of knowing first. The self-inquiry. Self-inquiry. Inquiry into the nature of the self. When it is done, when this inquiry in the nature of the self is done, we using this what Drishya Veka Prakriya, using the method of distinguishing the knower from the known, always said to be subject-object analysis, definitely we are very clear. We are objective, we are able to objectify this body because body is an object of knowledge. Not only things external to the body are objects of knowledge, it's very clear body is an object denoted by the pronoun this only. So body is an object of knowledge is very clear. Therefore, if I am the knower, I am definitely different from known body, mind, sense complex, the known body. Because we never mistake knower for the known. Knower is definitely different from the known. It's very clear. So in this analysis, using this Driktrishtha-Viveka Prakriya, the method of distinguishing the knower from the known, we are very clear body is an object of knowledge. I am the knower, I am different from the known body. And this physical, also we analyze another way, how, what is this physical body? The physical body is an elemental product, panchabhautikaha dehaha, it's all analysis. We are very clear, body is a five element, it's a modified form of elementals only, elements. So elemental product, panchabhautikaha dehaha. Again, this physical body separately, if we take also, it is nothing but modified form of the essence of the food eaten by parents. Okay? It originates from the essence of the parental food. Again, it grows by, okay, it develops in the mother's womb, sucking the mother's food inside the womb. And after being born also, it grows, it survives eating food. Okay, until the last breath, okay, the body is nothing but modified form of food that we eat. Definitely. So, annat jayate, annena vardhate, anne praliyate. Annamayaha, that's why it's said to be annamayaha koshaha. We say, mayat prachuryartham, what? Mayaha means it is nothing but modified form of food. The pot is modified form of clay. Okay, processed clay is what? Pot. It's also processed food. The food is a modified form of food is this physical body, and food is from the plants. The plants are in the earth, and the earth has all other elements. Therefore, it is actually, it's a fine, refined, the processed form of elements. This physical body. The first annamayaha koshaha, the food only. That's why earth being the source of food, earth also said we want now food only. Earth is food, unprocessed food is earth. The processed food is what? First, what we eat. And again, further processed, modified form of food is what? This physical body. This is what is the physical body. Okay? Therefore, and this physical body, being an elemental product, being modified form of food, okay, and this is an object of knowledge, it is very clear. I am the knower. Don't think I'm repeating it. This is how this text has to be done. Because this class is for, the class itself is upasanam. The class itself is meditation. In the class, you are supposed to be seeing this fact. Okay. So definitely, this body is being object of my knowledge. I am the knower. I, the knower, am definitely different from this physical body, even though there's no distance between I, the knower, and the known body. The distancelessness, inseparable, okay, inseparability is the problem, that why the closest proximity contributes for what? Okay, mistaking also, error. Therefore, definitely I am distinct from the body. Annamayaha koshaha. And then, that's why the 8th verse onwards, he's established, he is present in the teaching again, just to show, it's very difficult for us. We understand the class, again we forget, and we're not able to take it. Why? Why it is difficult for us? Because helplessly, choicelessly, naturally entertaining preconceived notion that I am the body. It is not from this one birth, isn't it? Because ignorance being timeless, and ignorance caused erroneous notion, we entertain about the self being timeless. It has been there, very strong identity with the body, mind, and complex has been from time immemorial. It's not that easy to shift the identity, isn't it? Even the previous Janma, Isn't it? In the previous Janma, we were there and we had must have had the body and we must have died ignorant also. If we are jnani, then we wouldn't have been born. So we are born here means we must have died ignorant. And again, the same notion, we are here with a new body and a new setup. Therefore, it's not that easy. So he's again reminding us, yes, the 8 verse onwards, he again repeats this process, the prakriya. Okay. He says, na dehaha, let us read here, na deho nendriyan chaham, na deho nendriyan cha. 8 verse. Why I'm repeating from this verse? Because from this verse, on 8 verse onwards, until the 17th verse, Lakshmidhara Kavihi helps us, what now? Accept, helps us to be convinced of what we have understood in the first 7 verses. We must be convinced, isn't it? Still doubt comes. Is this teaching real? What's use of this knowing that I am a formless reality, all pervasive reality? Isn't it? It's not that, what's the purpose? One must be sharp enough to see what is absolute fact. It is not even to understand that I am this, I am that. Ultimately, what is the truth of the universe? What is the surup of the universe? What this universe can be reduced to? Because if this universe which we are experiencing is always there for us, then there is no problem. The universe is there once only when you wake up from sleep, the universe is. And you fall asleep, the universe disappears. Isn't it? There's no choice about not falling asleep. There's no choice about waking up also. Which means, where is your freedom? Do you have any freedom in not waking up? Do you have any freedom in not falling asleep? Isn't it? Even 560, sometimes you become disturbed. You become restless and you become sick actually. We are not really, not free fresh. So there's no choice about not falling asleep. There's no choice about waking up from sleep. And this universe is there for us only then. Otherwise the universe disappears. How real is it, this universe then? If it is real, it must be there for us always. Even if, see, it must be there always. But for you, once you fall asleep, the universe disappears. And along with when the universe disappears means all your so-called nearest and dearest and beloved people and possessions, everything disappears. Where are your possessions in sleep? Where are your positions in sleep? Where are your belongings in sleep? What belongs to you in sleep? Once you are knocked off, what is being knocked off? Essence being resolved is what? Yourself being knocked off. This happens, what causes this knocking off? Naturally it happens. Isn't it? That's what Ishvara. Something happens. The essence gets knocked off. That's how the mind functions. Therefore, nothing belongs to you in sleep. Exactly the same thing happens when death also, in death also. Once the death happens, which is again, we have no choice about not falling, not being subject to death. How we do not have choice about not falling asleep, we do not have choice about not waking up from sleep, we have no choice. It is completely, it is happening naturally. In the same way, being subject to death also is choiceless. It's not, we do not have any choice about death, isn't it? Again, death also we do not understand. What is death again? This, how long can you hold on the mind in the physical body? The mind does depart. The part of the karma gets exhausted, the mind leaves the physical, quits the body. When the mind quits the body, it is the mind which departs from the body. Departure of the mind from the body, the inexplicably subtlest material stuff is mind. And the departure of this mind is what? The death of the physical. But the mind immediately, because the body loses its, isn't it? Consciousness is, but the body is not conscious. consciousness being all pervasive, consciousness is there in the dead body, but this mind is not conscious, isn't it? And all functions stop. No function happens. Then it is as good as a log of wood, isn't it? As good as a log of wood, like a rock, piece of rock, it can be what? It can be cremated, that's all. It can be buried. It is subject to get disintegrated only. Nothing can happen. Once the mind leaves, the body is subject to get disintegrated. It goes back to elements. Isn't it? This is what the body is. And this physical body, we have no choice about it. It will get disintegrated. Panchatva property is unavoidable. This is physical body. Is this physical body, is this physical body being object of knowledge? How can we say, I am this body? Aham deha, this dehe atma buddhi is very difficult to shift the identity. We have to be learned, we have to learn to be objective towards the body first. Isn't it? The thing is, once the mind leaves, again, exactly how in deep sleep state this world is not there for you. In sleep death also the world is not there. All your possessions, all your belongings, what all whole life, what all we work hard and we earn and keep, everything, nothing is there for you. What you leave with, what the mind is leaving with, what? Isn't it only Punya Papam goes with us? Only Dharma goes with us. Punya Papam goes with us. Isn't it? Nothing belongs here. That is why this world is not real for us. Not real, because it is not there for you forever. As long as this life is there, you need certain things for infrastructure for living this life. You're enjoying it because the punyam you have, that's all. That's all. The punyam, papam, what you have brought from previous janmas, in parabdha, what punya papam you have brought, and that punya papam is blessed. No, those punyams and papams what you have brought with you, they're blessing you with the pains and pleasures which are exhausting in this life. Nothing else. That's all associates also are our own prarabdha. This man, this child, this husband, these children, these relatives, these parents, these neighbors, these associates, these acquaintances. I tell you, whomever you associate with, everyone comes in your life at a certain time. And as a source of, as a object of pleasure, as a pleasing person or unpleasing, displeasing person, it's all just prarabdha brings the whole thing together. That's why all our relationships are like what? They use all of Mahatmas, Nichimanda, some of that, all the Swamis, they say, our associates are all like, we are standing in the railway station, we get into some compartment and we meet some people. And we enjoy the company in the compartment as long as the journey we are in the same. And there's a point comes where we have to get down. Some get down before us and we get down later or some before some other people. Once you get down means our relationship finished. They keep traveling. This is what is the fact. This is satyam about this life, isn't it? Therefore, what we say, I, we say definitely that I does not refer to this physical body absolutely. Whenever we say aham, I am, that I refers to what? The two aspects. Two aspects of the individual. What are the two aspects of the individual? One aspect is the pure awareness, the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, otherwise with chaitanyam. Another aspect is chaitanya abhasaha means what? Manifestation of consciousness. The manifestation alone is other ways to, for the sake of helping us understand, they use the term reflection. Understand? The two aspects. One is the pure consciousness, the source of manifestation, and the manifestation. Chit abhasaha. Chaitanyam, chaitanya abhasaha. source of manifestation and man, the manifestation. These two we mean, okay, chit and chidabhasa, both are meant by, together meant by the expression I. When do you say I, it refers to both. But here, when it refers to both, you must be very careful in distinguishing. Actually, who am I? Am I the pure awareness or am I the manifestation? Am I abhasaha or am I the chit? Am I chidabhasaha or chit? Understand? Very important. This is what distinguishing chit from chidabhasaha is very important. And what about his physical body? The physical body indirectly becomes the manifesting medium. And what is directly becomes manifesting medium? The sense powers are manifesting media. The powers of organs of actions, manifesting media. Physiological functions, manifesting media. Antahkaranam is manifesting medium. Mind is a manifesting medium. So the all subtle aspects. The first antahkaranam is directly manifesting medium. And through the mind, because of the association with the mind, the entire body, mind sense complex, serves as manifesting medium. Chit abhasa. So this pure, all pervasive consciousness, obtaining within this body, mind sense, being all pervasive, it should be there. That alone is what now, that has this manifesting medium here, isn't it? Therefore, what am I? Am I only this chidabhasaha, manifestation of consciousness? Am I this or am I the source of manifestation? Isn't it? That is what is distinguishing very important. Therefore, for which he first he says here, definitely na dehaha. Aham na dehaha means first he negates what? This annamaya koshaha. Chatvaraha koshaha. Negation of four koshas is done here in this. It implies what? Anandamaya koshaha also. Even though four koshas are mentioned in these eight verses, the fifth kosha also is implied here. Definitely all these five layers of personality should not be mistaken for the person. Isn't it? So, na dehaha, na indriyam. When you say na indriyam and na cha aham pranaha. When you say na indriyam, we have none of the subtle power. Na aham. So, first na deha negates what? Annamaya koshaha. Annamaya koshaha, the outermost physical layer of personality is negated as what? Anatma. Anatma, of course, is Atma. Atma is not Anatma. Understand now? The consciousness is not this Annamaya Koshaha, na Dehaha. Now, na Indriyam. Indriyam means subtle power, invisible power. And we have, he only says only na Indriyam means there are 10 subtle powers. None of the 10 powers. Okay, I am. Because each power serves its own purpose. Isn't it? It may be the five subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge and the five subtle powers which serve as instruments of actions. Karmendriyani and Jnanendriyani. So none of the subtle powers. And each power also is what? Definitely material products. Jnanendriyani are all the products of what? Sattvic aspect of elements. The sattvic aspect of each element alone is in the form of each power. And similarly here, rajasic aspect of subtle elements alone and you have karmendriyani. So rajasic aspects of aspect of the subtle elements are in the form of karmendriyani. Sattvic aspect of elements are in the form of jnanendriyani, which means all elemental subtle powers. And then they're all objects of knowledge. All these powers are known to me Therefore, I am the knower means I know. Is Driktrishe Veka Prakriya is specifically used for us to be convinced, isn't it? To understand first, that we have to be convinced also. So, Nai Indriyam, I'm distinct from, distinct but not distant. I'm different from all these powers. Therefore, and here, Nacha Aham Pranaha. Definitely, I'm not any of these physiological functions governing any all these five systems. Since all these five systems are, mutually supportive of each other, they are constantly happening, because of which even the physical health is maintained, isn't it? Even each one system gets affected, system will be affected, which means all functions. And all these functions are possible governing these five systems, one by the air pranaha. That is prana with the karmendriyani, together we say what? Pranamayaha koshaha. Definitely, I am not the physiological layer of personality. I am the knower distinct from the physiological layer of personality. And the same again, powers associated with what? Dhihi, intellect is what? The mana, the powers of the subtle powers with mana as psychological layer of personality. I am the knower distinct from all this. Manomaya kosha. Manaha with Jnanendriyani, Manomaya kosha. Jnanendriyani with Dehi, Vijnanamaya kosha. So, four koshas are mentioned here. So, I am not any of these physical, physiological, psychological, intellectual layers of personality. It includes what? It implied, I am not even the total ignorance, isn't it? Which is Vijnanamaya kosha. Anandamaya kosha. Okay, Anandamaya kosha. I am not any of this Anandamaya kosha. Not any of this layers of personality. The five layers of personality. That is why when you go to temples, so many prakarams you see. Why each prakara stands for one layer of personality. I had to go to finally ahankara, garbhagraham, and where ahankara has been resolved in what? The murti. Isn't it? Anyway, so what we say, all these are material products, amazingly intelligently put together, body, mind, sense, complex, the four layers of five layers of personality. So I am not any of these layers of personality. I am the core person. Core person means what? And here I am not the reflecting medium or manifesting medium. Not even the manifestation. I the manifestation. I am essentially the source of manifestation, the consciousness. Isn't it now? That's why, that's what he makes very clear in the 8th verse. Nacha indriyam, nacha aham pranaha, na manaha, na dhihi. And then, mamata parirabdhatvat, akridatvat, idam dhiyaha. Idam dhiyaha. And mamata parirabdhatvam. See, parirabdhatvam means, okay, having the status of embracing. Okay, embracing means what? Inseparability is said to be embracing. Understand? Because I sense chit and chidabhasaha. And the reflecting, the manifesting medium and the manifestation. Okay, how they are inseparable. Just as a gross example is given in the Shastra. The mirror, the reflecting medium, the reflection in the mirror are inseparable. Even though we know very well, reflection is distinct from the reflecting medium mirror, but still they are physically inseparable. Isn't it? And whatever happens, the reflecting medium also doesn't belong to the reflection. Similarly here, but this is a gross example, but definitely here, there is no distance at all. even the your own physical reflection, the physical, the mirror, at least the reflective medium and the source of reflection, there's a distance is there. But between this chidabhasaha and this body mind complex, no distance. Chit abhasa, if you separate it cognitively, it has been resolved in what? The source, the pure awareness, isn't it? Chidabhasa comes and goes. In the presence of manifesting medium, there's chidabhasa. If the absence of chidha reflecting medium, what happens to abhasa, reflection, manifestation, remains as its source only. Isn't it? That's why aham cannot be placed anywhere other than this abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness. Understand? See, consciousness is not a word directly denoting the reality. Reality is formless, abstract. We only use the term consciousness in terms of its nature of knowing. Got it? Okay. And see, mamata means what? The sense of my sense, isn't it? My sense in the body. This I told you already, the dehatma buddhihi, dehyatma buddhihi, this ahankara or identity with the body, we understood already, isn't it? Is in three forms of body identity. How I am the body, my body, and for me, this is needed, isn't it? For me. Whenever we say for me, I need this, I want this, I need this, because of the body identity. My body is also because of the body identity. I am the body is also because of the body identity. This is how body identity is there. This is definitely because of the erroneous perception. Then this mama, when you say mama means mind, isn't it? Mama parirabdhatvate, mamata parirabdhatvate, akridatvate idam dhyaha. Idam dhyaha, please make note, idam dhyaha means this notion, this, isn't it? This always refers to what? The body, mind, sense complex. So, this idam only, but what happens because of sense of possession, because of the belonging, there is very strong notion that I am the body, mind, sense complex, because of the inseparability, closest to proximity. In fact, this whole body, mind, sense, the whole body, in fact, is the place where the mind can function. That is said to be a playground for the mind. Without the body, the mind by itself cannot be functional. The human physical body is the place where the mind can be functional. Leaving the body, mind will be non-functional. Until it finds another body, it cannot be functional. Therefore, the mind can be functional only within the physical body. Therefore, the physical body is said to be what now? No? Physical body has the state of being the playground for the mind. And because of this mind, the function of mentation, because of this mind, the playfulness of the mind, in terms of this function, being functional, what happens? This sense of belonging, sense of possession, identity with this body, as I am the body, as my body, etc. This erroneous perception also is possible. So he says that, that's what akridatta means. Mind has mind can be functional only within the physical body. The function of mentation is said to be what now? the sport of the mind. Okay. Therefore, this body is like the playground for the mind. And because of this playfulness of the mind, isn't it? And this, the identity with the body is also possible, is there. But not only body, in the entire, all this physiologic, all this 5 layers of personality identity is there. Again, isolation is there. And we continue to be in the samsara. All these are made very clear. Then, so if you, in all these verses, continue here. But the 9th verse, once the identity is there, and what happens, he explains here, Sakshi sarvanvitah prayanaham naham kadachana parinama paricheda paritapairupaplavat. That's why I made the Sakshya. Sakshi means the witness, and the Saksham means witness. This Chidabhasaha is witnessed. Chit is witness. Chidabhasaha is witnessed. Chit is the witness. Understand? So witness consciousness should not be mistaken for the witnessed. Witnessed Chidabhas. Understand now? What is witnessed Chidabhasa? I am is what? I am, knowledge of self existence itself is what? Manifestation of knowledge. As I said, reflection of consciousness. Manifestation of knowledge means what? Reflection of consciousness. Isn't it? So, I am. The thought, I thought comes, then there is manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. And this I am should be distinguished from where? With the distinguished from the manifesting medium, and should be identified with what? The source of manifestation. Is what is cognitive. Cognitive separation, and cognitively I must be the source, manifestation of consciousness must be identified with its source of manifestation, not with the manifesting medium. Therefore, Aham Sakshi Sarvanvitaha. So I'm all pervasive. The witness consciousness here, I'm all, the source of manifestation is all pervasive. And then again, and this being all pervasive also, Aham Prayan means what? I am the dearest. I am dear for myself. And as I am all pervasive, I the witness consciousness. I am all pervasive reality and dear to myself. He is saying that Aham Nakadachana Parinama Parichera Paritapaihi Upaplavat. Definitely. And what about this parinamaha? What parinamaha means vikaraha. Parinamaha is equal to vikaraha. Are you all following? Parinamaha means vikaraha. Parichedaha means limitations. Vikaraha, kidrusha vikaraha, all forms of vikaraha. Okay. The body has now. The body has its own attributes. Body has its own attributes. Mind has its own attributes. And intellect has its own attributes. Physiological functions have their own attributes. Attributes. Dharmaha. Gunaha. Please understand. Gunaha. Dharmaha. Belong to the material products. గుణ అధర్మ. సో అనాత్మ యాజ్ సగుణ, అనాత్మ ఇస్ సగుణం. అనాత్మ సగుణ మీన్స్ అనాత్మ హ్యాస్ ఆల్ యాటిట్యూడ్స్. బాడీ హ్యాస్ ధర్మ, కే శరీర ధర్మ. సో బాడీ ఈజ్ సగుణ, దేహ సగుణ, శరీరం సగుణం, ప్రాణ సగుణ, ఇంద్రియాణి సగుణాన్ని, ఇంద్రియా సగుణ, ఇంద్రియాణి సగుణాన్ని, మన సగుణం, బుద్ధి సగుణ, దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ యాట్రిబ్యూట్స్. ధర్మ ఆర్ గుణ, అండ్ దీస్ ధర్మాస్ ఆర్ గుణాస్ ఓన్లీ టు దిస్ అనాత్మ. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఐడెంటిటీ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, ఆల్ దీస్ ధర్మాస్ బికమ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ అపాన్ ది ఆత్మ. నిర్గుణ చైతన్యం, హు ఆమ్ ఐ, ఐ ది నోవర్ ఆమ్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ యాట్రిబ్యూట్స్. ఐఎమ్ ఎవర్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ యాట్రిబ్యూట్లెస్నెస్. నో వాట్ ఆర్ సగుణ, వాట్ ఆర్ ది యాట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ? ఇజంట్ ఇట్ ది హైట్, వెయిట్ అండ్ సిక్నెస్, డిజీజ్, దర్ ఆల్ శరీర ధర్మ. స శరీర ధర్మ, బాడీ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, గ్రోత్, ఆల్ దిస్ షడ్ వికారాః, సిక్స్ ఫోల్డ్ చేంజెస్, సిక్స్ ఫోల్డ్ మాడిఫికేషన్స్ ఆర్ శరీర ధర్మ, శరీర గుణ. అండ్ దెన్ ఇఫ్ బీయింగ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు త్రీ ఫోర్ లిమిటేషన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ శరీరస్య గుణ. టైమ్ లిమిటేషన్స్, టైమ్ స్పేషల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ లిమిటేషన్స్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఓన్లీ అనాత్మ, అనాత్మ ప్రొడక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ అనాత్మ. దెర్ఫోర్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్, ఆల్ దీస్ ఫోర్ కోషస్, ఆల్ దీస్ కోషస్ ఆర్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు దీస్ త్రీ ఫోర్ లిమిటేషన్స్. Like any other material product in the world, subject to these threefold limitations, this body, mind, sense, complex, all these five koshas, all these koshas subject to these limitations. And all these koshas have what? No, these dharmas, these modifications and limitations. So we say parinamaha means this changes, and parichedaha means limitations. And also paritapaha, paritapaha, afflictions also. We subject to afflictions, isn't it? Also only these anatma products have. Only pancha koshaha, we can say four koshas alone are subject to these parinamaha, are subject to parichedaha, subject to paritapaha. Okay, the limitations, changes, afflictions. Affliction means what? No, you know, gets subject to its experience of pain and pleasure, etc. Physical pain happens, emotional pain happens, isn't it? So this is all only for the anatma. So this anatma dharma, anatma products, these five layers of personality, four layers of personality definitely have this gunaha. Sagura, what about the source of manifestation? Am I the Chit Abhasa identified with the Anatma body, mind, sense complex, or am I the Chit, the source of manifestation? Very distinct, purely cognitive distinction here. So here the Acharya says, for you to be convinced aham brahma asmi, this analysis is very important. That's what he is presenting it again. Now that we do not know what Advaita Makaranda, we are simply repeating it. No, you have to see satyam is what is satyam. If we pay attention, if we repeatedly dwell upon this fact, we can gradually become objective. Understand, that doesn't mean, that's why gradually, nothing should be done, like how you cannot eat food also too much at a time, you have to eat little for survival, even for this intellectual the ascertainment also, gradually, gradually, we must be dwelling upon this fact which you understand through Shastra. And the Shastram presents abstract fact. And no other science can teach this fact. All the sciences are about what? The knowledge within the realm of the objective universe. And we are completely distinguishing the consciousness. It's a science of consciousness, isn't it? It's all about Chaitanya, we understand it, which is actually our Swarupam. Will you take this, your Swarupam or not? Finally, what is the fact? What is the fact? It is this abstract formless reality, which is this Satyam, which alone is there always. Whether you call it a spiritual wisdom or not, as even as, okay, when people, the scientists are trying to understand, arrive at the truth, what is the truth of the universe? They're searching for the truth within the objective universe. That's why they only discover new other facts. They're not able to arrive at it. Isn't it? So, here our rishis have very clearly stated there's nothing beyond this awareness. Why should I give importance for this abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of awareness or consciousness? Why should I give importance? Because without that, this life itself is not possible. Life is only in awareness, isn't it? If you're not aware of things, where is the life? Even we feel sorry for people who have dementia or these other problems, isn't it? For them, where is the life? Isn't it? Where is the life for them? The body is alive. Somebody has to feed. The body is alive because food is given, the body survives. Even the people of dementia have nothing. There is no life. But what can we say? And here, this awareness is, but awareness is not. Isn't it? There's no body awareness. There's no mind awareness. There's no time awareness. There's no food awareness. Nothing. There's no awareness is, but there's no awareness of awareness is not. Our body awareness, our food awareness, the time I have to eat, I should get, I don't know, nothing. That's why they need to be looked after like children. But what I'm saying, how important this awareness is. And this is what Shastram says. That's why don't take awareness for granted. Awareness, the pure awareness is an independent entity. The pure awareness is an independent entity. The pure consciousness, which is pure existence, is an independent entity. We must be able to see that because we always, entity means we want to form, isn't it? Independent entity, and which is the only truth of the whole of the universe, including every individual body, mind, and complex. That is where one's identity must be what as what I am. It's all pervasive and which is free from time limitation, isn't it? Not it is, awareness is always even before the awareness of time comes. Awareness, pure awareness, is the only truth of the entirety of the cosmos, the only truth of every being, and which doesn't come and go, which is the only Satyam, which is beginningless, endless, changeless. It is this Satyam. And no harm, no destruction, nothing can happen for that awareness. Awareness is the only thing which is not subject to any of the changes. No parinamaha. Pure consciousness, pure awareness has no parinamaha. Pure awareness has no parichedaha. No time, object, spatial limitations. And pure awareness has no afflictions, no sufferings. But this parinamaha, parichedaha, changes, modifications, these limitations, you know, the afflictions, experiences, all these are possible in the awareness. Without awareness, nothing is possible. But awareness by itself is free from everything. Okay, and with this human, with this human body minds and tiny, this human body mind is complex, like it's the tiniest speck of this universe. Okay, being endowed with this, and as an individual being with this mind, you are capable of understanding what is that absolute truth. And here you have to distinguish what now? This distinguish the Chidabhasa from, okay, this Upadhi, and see, resolve it in what? Chidabhasa is Chit only. So I am Chit, not Chidabhasa. I the Chidabhasa am Chit, you can say, not the this Upadhi, the manifesting medium. Is very important. Otherwise, we cannot prevent these any change, limit the nature of Upadhi dharmas. You can't change Upadhi dharmas. Upadhis will have their own dharmas. Therefore, Sakshi sarvanvitah preyan, Sakshi sarvanvitah preyan, Sakshi sarvanvitah preyanaham, preyanaham, naham kadachana. Na aham kadachana parinama parichheda paritapaihi upaplavat.
Second, now the question
No, aham na kadachana, never am I subject to these parinamaha parichedaha arupa parichedaha paritapaha. No, aham kada, no, aham na kadachana. Aham, when you say, if the I distinguish, if I, my place of identity, okay, if I is distinguished from the manifesting medium and identified with the source of manifestation, then what am I? I am consciousness. The source of manifestation, consciousness only. I am as consciousness, never am subject to the afflictions, okay, in terms of what? The changes, limitations, and sufferings. Understand? But these are all what definitely these are possible. These are definitely Shastram does not deny there's no parts, no modifications, no changes, no limitations. They're all there, but they're all relatively there. Isn't it? That is why we talk about absolute reality and relative reality. We don't need to worry about unreal thing. Unreal is what? Tuchyam is what? That which does not exist at all is Tuchyam. Do we need to worry about the Tuchyam? No. If something what is not non-existent at all, there's no, we are not worried about something which doesn't exist. We are only simply understanding what is empirically, relatively real. What are inevitable? What are unchangeable? In understanding, and what need not be changed, what cannot be changed, what is absolutely real, what is absolutely real, what is relatively real. This is what we're understanding here. And here, this I sense, isn't it? The whole human samsara is centered on what I am subject to these problems. That is where is bondage. The Shastram teaches this. For us, just to distinguish this I sense and see this I sense must be identified with the manifesting medium. I sense the manifestation, isn't it? Manifestation. Manifestation should be identified with the manifesting medium or the source of manifestation. Tell me. That's what is the teaching. Is it clear? Aham, when you say, it's a manifestation. The manifestation should be identified with the manifesting medium or the source of manifestation. Now you tell me. Let me give you again gross example. We have this, you know, this mirror. The mirror, you see your the reflection of your face. Okay, the reflection of your the face should be identified with the reflecting medium, the mirror, or it should be reflected identified with the source of reflection. Tell me. If you don't, it's just it's a seeing defect. Okay, seeing defect here. Not even I here. You separate the reflection cognitively, and reflection is of this face. Reflection is untainted, untouched by any of the limitations, the problems associated with the mirror, reflecting medium. Reflecting mirror subject to move, subject to change. It can fade. Then it can get broken. The mirror, anything reflecting medium is subject to all those problems. But in the then reflection is not subject to any of the problems. Reflection is free. In fact, reflection is of the original face. So the reflection must be, if the reflection is identified with the reflecting medium, and it what now? The problems of the reflecting medium is all notional. So not really there. It is all notional. The whole suffering is because of notion caused suffering. That, understand? So here, that gross example is not very good example. Guru Swami doesn't like it much. You know, he uses. But here we have to see this abstract. Antakaram itself is abstract, very subtle. What about this I? Before it gets expressed, it's there as what? Cognition. If there is no cognition, you cannot say I orally. The oral utterance of the expression I to refer to yourself, you cannot say if there is no cognition. Isn't it? The cognition, the vritti is the manifesting medium. That is how the whole mind, isn't it? The whole mind, the entire mind is what? Direct manifesting medium for consciousness. And there is no physical distance or time distance between the source of manifestation and the manifestation. Chidabhasa. Chidabhasa. So here the manifesting must be distinguished from the manifesting medium and identified with what? The source of manifestation. That's what is. Once you are right in right identity, you are free from, you do not become free from afflictions. You do not become free from limitations. You do not become free from changes. You claim, you take ownership of, isn't it? The freedom, the changelessness as your swarupam. Got it? This is what he says. So, who am I? Sarvanvitaha Sakshi. If your identity is with the source of manifestation, I'm Sarvanvitaha Sakshi means what? I'm all pervasive consciousness. Sarvanvitaha Sakshi. And who am I? I'm the only source of happiness. As the all-pervasive, abstract, reality, formless consciousness, and the soul, limitlessness being the very nature, the source of painlessness. I'm always of the nature of painlessness, sorrowlessness. I'm the only happiness. Therefore, I am dear to myself. I'm Priyan. Kadachana, nakadachana, kadachana, sometimes, nakadachana, never am I subject to parinamaha, which are शरीर धर्म विच आर गुणास एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ गुणास. आई एम द एट्रीब्यूटलेस कॉन्शियसनेस एम ऑलवेज एवर एम आई सब्जेक्ट टू वॉट दिस चेंजेस द गुण विच आर एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ द बॉडी परिच्छेद लिमिटेशन विच आर द एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ द बॉडी एंड परितापः एंड ऑल्सो the physical or emotional pain, etc. Paritapa means the scorching pain, isn't it? The pain, also physical, emotional pain. I am free from all those pains. Therefore, I am free from all such afflictions. Okay, dharma. Upaplavate. Therefore, what? Because of this reason, as I am free from all these dharmas, attributes belonging to the anatma body, parina, in terms of parinamaha, changes, parichedaha, limitations, or paritapaha, sufferings. Who am I? I, the knower and abstract, formless, all pervasive consciousness. I am not the just the manifested consciousness obtaining, located in this given body, mind, sense complex. Okay, you are shifting your identity, then you also say what you resolve identity with what? Shifting the identity is one thing, and resolving identity in its source is also important. Dissolve what? Drishya vivekaha. Distinguishing the knower from the known, because you have to see this. See, only after shifting the identity, it's understanding that, okay, all pervasive means what? If the identity with the consciousness, then you can say everywhere I am. That doesn't mean you will know all the minds. That's the problem. See, the problem is, it's all very nice to understand. All I am all pervasive consciousness, when you say. It is not simply to say, I am all-pervasive consciousness. I know everything. And people come with the doubts. If I am all-pervasive consciousness, I'm the only truth obtaining in all the minds. That's true. That doesn't mean, okay, I know all the minds. That's not the idea. The knower of all the minds, of course, is consciousness. Understand? But that doesn't mean, here knowing is not an action. Just bringing to light what is. Because the vrittis are different. Vrittis are different means you cannot know what is others mind. But just simply by discovering I am consciousness does not mean you will know all the minds. Understand? Because consciousness is not the knower. Knowing is the nature of consciousness. The knower is consciousness. This all-pervasive reality obtaining in every mind has the status of being the knower on the standpoint of the what? The known mind only. Understand? That's why there's limitation in knowledge. The source of all knowledge, of course, is consciousness. Therefore, we say Ishvara is omniscient. Any knowledge is not outside of the reality. But the individual mind, see, mind blessed by consciousness, having the manifestation of consciousness, has the status of being the knower. Understand now? Relatively. That's why mind has limitation in knowing. Mind can know only certain things. Understand? Therefore, you can never say, what I identify with the mind has status of being the knower also. But if I shift the cognitive distinguish this Chidabhasa from the manifesting medium, and if I identify with the consciousness, absolute knower I am, no doubt about it, that doesn't mean you have the knowledge of everything. As an individual, that's why individual jnani is only sarvajna. Ishvara is sarvavit. Because of the limitations of the mind. All that an individual human being can know is discover the source of manifestation, and one identity can be with the source of manifestation. Or you understand this, what is the fact, whether you like it or not. There are only two factors, and one has dependent existence, one is independent existence. The most abstract, okay, and the other thing, Dhanatma, is subtle, subtler, gross, and grossest forms. And it is ever of the nature of changelessness. Anatma is ever of the nature of undergoing changes. And this, we cannot change this swarup. Understand how things are and see, understand how everything, whatever is happening here, is only time bound. We cannot undo what is ordained by Bharata Karma. But you can become objective towards it. You can free, see yourself being free from the afflictions by shifting the identity from the anatma to atma. There's only possibility. Got it? At least hereafter, you be conscious of what you're doing. Sakshi sarvan vitah preyanaham nahaṁ kadāchana parināma paricheda parittāpairupaplavāt. Therefore I am, that Panchami comes because therefore I am aham brahma asmi. As I am free from all these, I am brahma asmi. Upaplavāt, due to not being subject to these afflictions, limitations, and changes, aham brahma asmi. Aham brahma asmi is implied. See, source of manifestation and manifestation. Here, distinguish. What is manifestation? All pervasive consciousness associated with the manifesting medium is what? Manifestation. Again, if you give the example of reflection, the problem is you'll really sit and think of something reflection. There's no reflection here. Understand what I'm saying? See, let me tell you one thing. Here, this I told you many times in our regular classes. From day one, I've been telling this. It's not some new lesson. See, now light is here. Phenomenon called light is all pervasive. One light is here, all pervasively. Now, here you see the one particular object called the opaque thing, mic. The mic is here from the standpoint of the mic, which shines in the presence of the light. We give with the qualification to the light. Now, what is it? Reflected light. The reflected light means what? Is reflection. Because it's light is said to be reflected light in the presence of the opaque thing. Suppose, let me put this, suppose, my phone here, separate. In the presence of this, with reference to this one opaque thing, which shines in the presence of the light is what? Reflected light. If I remove the opaque thing goes. Now what is here? Pure light. There's no really reflected light. Well, what is this? Only light only. In the presence of the opaque thing, light is said to be reflected light. The absence of the opaque thing, pure light. Therefore, what is opaque thing? Reflecting medium. Now, what is opaque thing now? Light, this opaque thing has no exist light, life at all outside of the light. Therefore, what is it? It is reflection of the light. Why do I say this opaque thing is a reflection of light? The opaque thing can never shine outside of the light. In the same way, the inert material thought can never shine outside of the consciousness. And because of this conscious thought, the external body, external world of material things shine. Therefore, without consciousness, inert material world can never have the status of being the known, can never become the known. Therefore, we say what? In the presence of a thought, consciousness is the manifest consciousness. In the absence of thought, pure consciousness. Thought comes, manifest consciousness. Thought goes, pure consciousness. Thought is what? Manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation of knowledge. Every thought for that matter. Is it clear? Yeah. Anyway, whether it is clear or not, at least you are distinguishing the knower of thought. You are able to distinguish the knower of the thought. Thought comes and goes, you know, thoughts are there, thoughts are not there. Isn't it? Thoughts come and go. But even when thoughts come and go, and even the absence of thought, presence of thought, what is what? The knower consciousness. Now, we'll go to the, this is where we stopped yesterday. The 10th verse we also will start yesterday. Supteha mina drishyante dukkha desha pravruttaya. Kadesha pravruttaya. Atastasyaiva samsaraha. Saiva samsaraha. Name samsruti sakshinaha. Name samsartr sakshinaha. Okay. So here, as I said, in all these verses, from the 8th verse onwards, Lakshmi Dharakavihi is helping us understand why Aham Brahma Asmi. He already established Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay. We have to see how Aham Brahma Asmi. Ahami Supte. Ahami Supte. I told you yesterday here. Aham. What is this Aham? Aham is a cognition. You add Asmi. Aham Asmi means what? I am. I am. What is this I am? I am is a cognition. I am is a cognition. I am is a cognition. Knowledge. Vritti jnanam. Why do you say it's a vritti jnanam? This knowledge of aham asmi, this knowledge in terms of aham asmi comes and goes. Therefore, it's a vritti jnanam. It is knowledge. Knowledge of the existence of the self, one's own self. Still, it comes and goes. When does it come? Vritti comes. There's a manifest consciousness becomes manifest. There's a manifest knowledge. Vritti goes. Consciousness is the knowledge. Vritti jnanam goes. Then what is there then? Ignorance. Understand? And the ignorance is what? Object of knowledge. When the vritti is not there, there's pure consciousness. And the pure consciousness is, along with the pure consciousness, what is ignorance. And what is the distance between this pure knowledge and the ignorance? What is the distance? In deep sleep state, there is total ignorance. Do you agree? And there is pure consciousness. What is the distance? That is why we say inseparable. Understand now? Inseparable. This ignorance is nothing but power. Ignorance is power. It's only we can understand with reference to totality of consciousness, all pervasive consciousness, we call it Maya. We can never understand Maya. Okay? That is possible only when total deluge happens. But understand only this much now. There is ignorance. Ignorance of the existence of the self is there. And there is This pure consciousness, by its very nature, it illumines what? It knows the ignorance. Ignorance is an object of knowledge. When there is total ignorance, there is also absence of experiences, absence of identity, absence of experiences, not absence of knowledge. Okay? Whenever there is total ignorance, there is not absence of knowledge. Knowledge is, as pure knowledge is, source of knowledge is, okay, pure knowledge is, the source of knowledge is, there is ignorance, okay, which means unmanifest knowing power. Unmanifest knowing power is when there is no identity, non-identity, there is absence of experience. Absence of identity, absence of experience. Non-identity, and what is it? Absence of experience is what? Experiencelessness is sukham. Some sort of a comfort, isn't it? Sukham. That is, whenever you are just yourself. In sleep, you are yourself, not knowing you are. In jnanam, you can be yourself, knowing you are. In jnanam, okay, in jnanam, if you are knowing you are, then you have only sukham, 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 endless sukham. Nirantara sukham, which is what? Your own swarupam. Whereas this temporary sukham you have because of what? Okay. Because of the identity. I does not rise. Therefore, identities are not possible. I sense this manifests vritti jnanam. What is vritti jnanam? I thought rises. Why I thought rises? That is how mind functions. That's why that I thought itself is a vritti, itself is a material stuff. I thought rises in this manifestation of consciousness, then there is I cognition. So cognition involves two subtlest factors. One is thought and consciousness. How do you know? The pure consciousness, the source of knowledge, the reality which is ever of the nature of knowing is always there. But still there is no knowledge. How do you know? Vritti is not there. The knowledge is not there. Knowledge is not there means what? There is ignorance. Vritti comes, knowledge is. Because vritti comes, knowledge is. Vritti is not, ignorance is. Vritti comes, knowledge is. Vritti goes, knowledge is not. The ignorance is. Because when the vritti is there, knowledge is there. We mistake what? When the vritti is not there, the knowledge is not there, when there's ignorance, we think nothing is. We should not forget the knower of ignorance. Got it? That is where we fail to pay. Buddhist comes up to that and he stops. And the Shankar Bhagavad Pada says, you are there. You are there as an knower of the ignorance. Okay? The knower of ignorance is distinct from the known ignorance. And the same knower, all pervasive reality, absolute knower, is there as there the knower of knowledge in the waking state. Knower doesn't go anywhere else. Okay? This analyzing three states of experience, the experiencer knower is there in the waking state, knowing the knowledge. Experiencer waker is there in deep sleep state, knowing the ignorance. Experiencer waker is there in dream state, knowing the dream. Just the mental projection. There's never time, the knower is absolute, knower is not. Understand? This is how the avastatre prakriya is very important for us to distinguish the absolute knower from the known presence, the known, the ignorance and knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, what he says, the dukkha dosha pravruttayaha, dukkha dosha pravruttaya. See, pravruttihi, please make note, pravruttihi means activity. Pravruttihi also means, no, anything which pravartate, pravartate means what? Appears, comes into existence. Pravartate means acts, functions, comes into appears. So pravruttayaha, what are the experiences? Dukkha anubhavaha, sukha anubhavaha, and also the impurities, experience of impurities. So dukkha dosha pravruttayaha. You can see, when can you experience dosha pravritti means when do we have the experience? When there's an appearance, you experience. But it's not that you can't experience. The experience of the mental conditions, the pain, pleasure, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, desires, likes, dislikes. All these are there when. So all pravruttayaha. All these are there. Our experience of all these are possible. When the experience is there, they appear, isn't it? When dukkha dosha pravruttayaha are experienced or seen, drishyante, kada, when only ahami sthite, only when there is eye sense. Ahami sthite, when the eye sense is, when the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am is there, only then our mind is functional fully. Mind is the desert. The mind is functional fully. Mind is very fully active, totally active. All these are seen, all these are experienced. Ahami sukte. Ahami sukte. When the I sense remains resolved. Ahami sukte. The I sense, not just self existence in terms of I am, but it remains resolved. When it is not there, when there is in total ignorance. Ahami sukte. Is it clear? When there is total ignorance, dukkha dosha pravruttayaha na drishyante. These are all not experienced. I mean, various thought modifications, various emotions, etc., which are all dukkha dosha pravruttayaha, are not experienced, not seen. Because they can be seen only if there is identity. Dukkha dosha pravruttayaha, all these appearances, all these experience of pairs of opposites, they are all possible only when there is identity. Identity must be there, and the external world must be perceived also. Only when there is interaction with the external, only when the interaction with the anatma prapanchaha. Interaction, I sense, when there is interaction or the contact with the in material world, then the experience of pairs of opposites is possible. Where do you understand this? Gita, second chapter. Tell me the shloka. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha agama payino nityaha tamsi tikshasva bharata. When only when there is interaction, contact with the anatma prapancha. For the contact with anatma prapancha to be there must be what? For mind must be functional. Mind is the interacting medium, isn't it? Mind must be functioning where the vritti should rise. The vritti should rise. The first, the foremost vritti which rises is what? Aham vritti. Aham vritti rises is I cognitions. And idam vritti rises, then this cognition. Aham idam. This division itself is what? Only when the vritti comes. The vrittis are not there. Mind is non-functional. No division. What is there is what? Aham idam. This knowledge of self-existence, knowledge of the existence of the world. I, this. This division is not there. And what is there is one indivisible, undivided, partless reality. Is it? And there's no distance between ignorance and experienced ignorance and the reality also. Physical distance is not there. But ignorance is. You don't need to worry about it now. At least see the knower of ignorance. Experiencer of ignorance. That experiencer is known as experiencer only from the standpoint of the experienced ignorance. Experiencer is abstract, formless reality. And the word used by Shastram is Chaitanya, consciousness, awareness, pure knowledge. Okay. What he says, Ahami Sukte, Ahami means what? Naan Uranguhai. When I am asleep, means what? I sense remains resolved. Understand? Then no experience of pairs of opposites. Ataha Tasiva Samsaraha. Therefore, Samsara is for whom? Tasiva. Only for. Okay. That aham is what? Chidabhasaha. Please make a note. The manifest cognition is the cognition, the I sense, involving two factors, thought and manifest consciousness. Isn't it? The presence of thought, consciousness is what? Manifest consciousness. Now, if you distinguish it cognitively, there's only pure consciousness. So, ataha, therefore, tasya eva samsaraha. Only for chidabhasa, isn't it? The samsara is only for whom? Name samsartra sakshinaha. Who am I? I am samsartra sakshi. Samsarta means samsaraha. Yesterday, this way I left. Clear now? Samsarta. Why samsarta? Samsarta means the one who keeps on moving is samsarta. Ganta, goer. Okay? Shrota, listener, hearer. Drashta, seer. Samsarta, one who keep mover. Mover. That which moves is samsara. So, moving means what? Moving from one. Is it? Samsarta means one who keeps on transmigrating. Samsarta means samsaraha. Samsarta means what? The transmigrator, isn't it? Who transmigrates? Transmigrator is samsarta. Who transmigrates? Mind transmigrates. Mind goes from one mother's womb to other mother's. Mind moves from one body to another body. Mind alone travels, moves from one physical body. The paratha gets exhausted and this body goes and from here assumes another body. Assumes another body, another mother's womb. Mind is samsartra. Understand? The transmigrator. Transmigrating from one body to another body, moving from one mother's womb to another mother's womb. Isn't it? But therefore, samsartru sakshi, I am a pure awareness, witness of the samsartru, samsarta. Understand? Therefore, I am the witness of samsara, witness of the samsartru, the migrating mind.
Same as, sorry.
Huh? Yeah, the one who is subject to samsara is samsari. Okay, the mind alone here, the mind is samsari, really speaking. Understand? Mind by itself cannot become samsari. May not matter. But consciousness is also free from samsara. The consciousness, okay, manifests in the mind, identified with the mind, is becomes what now? Samsari. Is it clear now? Samsari is in the only in the notion. I am a samsari is a notion. Okay. So samsatra manaha, the transmigrating mind. And because along with the mind, okay, consciousness does not move. But the manifest consciousness, isn't it? As though it's moving. Because the identity. As though it is moving. There's no real moving. So samsartru sakshi means manasaha sakshi. Is it clear now? Samsartru sakshi means manasaha sakshi. Manasaha, who is samsarta? The migrating from one body to another body is the mind. Samsartru sakshi is the manasaha sakshi, witness of the mind. I, the pure awareness, am the witness of the mind, the transmigrating mind. For me, there is no samsara. Understand? Only if the chidabhasa identified with the mind, then as jiva has samsara. Consciousness is free from samsara. Ataha, tasyeva samsaraha. For whom? It's, samsara is for the mind only, not for me. Who transmigrates? Does consciousness migrate or the mind migrates? Who migrates? Okay. The mind which migrates, only for the mind, the migrating mind, from one body to other mind, samsara is. When the life of transmigration, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths is there for the mind. Is it clear? But not for consciousness. Is it, am I making it clear or confusing? Got it now? The problem is samsaraha, life of transmigration. Samsartru. See, because you're reading the translation, you get confused. Samsartru. Samsarati yaha saha samsarta. Yaha gachati. It becomes samsaram class one. Yaha gachati saha ganta. Ganta, patita, drashta, shrota. Means what? Rikarantaha pullingaha. Isn't it? Ganta, goer, the one who goes. Takaranta, rikaranta shabdaha. That the one who is involved in the act of something is what? The adjective, isn't it? Gantru, patitru, likitru, samsartru means one who transmigrates. One who keeps on moving from one mind, one body to other mind is what? Samsartru. So samsartru sakshi means manasakshi. I am the witness of the mind. I am free from samsara. It is the migrating mind, okay, transmigrating mind, subject to the samsara. Mind by itself cannot have samsara. Understand? Mind must be consciousness. The conscious identifies the mind. Listen up. As a being has samsara. A conscious mind. That's why here, we have to cognitively discern the manifest consciousness. Chidabhasa as chit. The manifestation must be identified with the source of manifestation to claim the freedom which is already there. The manifestation is identified with the mind, then notionally samsara will be there. Even then samsara is not there for consciousness. Notional consciousness, bondage. In wrong identity, there's a notion caused bondage. In right identity, knowledge, right identity, there's the claiming of freedom which is already there. There's no attainment of freedom.
Pure consciousness is not
No, no, yeah. See, pure consciousness, see, abstract formless reality has no qualification. Knower consciousness, not the knower, consciousness, not the witness, consciousness is not the experiencer. But there cannot be knower, there cannot be experiencer, there cannot be witness, there cannot be a hearer, thinker without the consciousness. Understand? So witness status, sakshitvam, is attributed to the consciousness from the standpoint of the witnessed mind. Understand now? So samsaraha noun, life of transmigration. Samsartra adjective, the one who migrates, transmigrates. Tasyeva samsaraha means this only for this chidabhasa, identified with the mind alone, samsara is there. If I only for mind, it is samsara is there. But samsara is not there for aham. Aham means what? I, the consciousness. Samsartru sakshinaha me, see, mama, kidrishasya mama. Samsartru sakshinaha mama samsaraha nasti. Samsartru sakshi aham. But samsartu samsara asti. Okay. Got it now? What a pursuit keham samsarta. Samsartu samsara asti. Samsartu samsara asti. For the transmigrating mind, the transmigration is. For the witness of the samsarta, witness of the migrating, transmigrating mind, there's no samsara. Because why? I am all pervasive, unmoving, changeless, actionless, okay, immovable consciousness, reality. Through what he says, it's all just the eye sense comes. Colorful experiences. Eye sense goes, no experience. Eye sense comes, colorful experiences. Eye sense goes, no experience. That is where it's the magic. Understand now? Okay. I'll stop here now. Just stop now.
Okay. Vrindavan Puri
No. Samsarati is a verb. Sam is a prefix. Samsarati is a verb. Samsarta. Samsarati verb. Samsaraha noun. Samsartri adjective. The transmigrating mind. Samsartri. No, here samsartuhu sakshi, samsartra sakshi, compound word. Pursuit aradvetame. Sixth case here. It's Shashti Tatpura Samasa. Samsartuhu sakshi, samsartra sakshi. It's a compound word. Tasya eva samsaraha. I am free. This is called what now? You are helped to be objective towards your own mind. Understand? Don't internalize. Okay? Be a witness of your mind and don't take mind as yourself. Understand now? The manifesting medium is identified as I. Okay. I'll stop here. We'll come back and see. I'll stop. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.